This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. In today's consumer health news, how you track your health. A new survey shows doctors like the idea of annual physicals. That doesn't sound surprising until you learn that a respected medical task force found no evidence the exams do any good. NPR's Joanne Silberner talked to doubters and believers in the annual physical.
35-year-old Greg Fetter is a believer in annual physicals. On a recent summer afternoon, the Washington lawyer was waiting in his doctor's office for his yearly checkup.
There's this kind of, you know, your whole body falls apart after 30 kind of thing. So I just figured that it's time to start paying attention.
At one annual physical, he found out he had an elevated cholesterol of 272.
There's no way that you would find something out like that without, you know, routine checkups. I have no indications that I, you know, had any problems, and I'm not aware of a family history, and, you know, I otherwise felt fine.
Fetter's doctor is Alan Pasinki. Pasinki also thinks annual physicals are a good idea.
It helps build a doctor-patient relationship, that seeing people at least once a year, you get to know them, they get to know you, they feel more comfortable coming in with a small problem before they let it get to be a big problem. You feel more comfortable maybe handling small problems on the phone.
Fetter's last physical was a little more than a year ago. After about a 20-minute wait, Dr. Pasinki comes in.
So how are you?
Doing okay.
All right. I'm sorry to hear that you're still having so many issues with ongoing back pain.
Fetter has some good news.
I've been eating better, exercising,
like
taking the Lipitor.
I
have, yeah, about 20 pounds.
And his headaches are under control.
That's good.
The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force supports periodic checks for various conditions. Pap smears every 3 years, for example. The task force is a group of health experts appointed and supported by the federal government. They analyze research studies to see what's proven to prevent disease. And they don't support a routine annual physical for healthy people. But doctors see it differently. In a survey by the University of Colorado, 65% of primary care doctors questioned said an annual physical is necessary. 88% do them. Doctors in private practice, who stand to gain more financially than doctors in HMOs, were more in favor. Dr. Alan Prochaska surveyed the doctors. He falls in line with the task force.
Let's say I have high blood pressure. Well, it's normal for me to be followed for my blood pressure in response to medications. And as part of those visits, one can easily incorporate other preventive measures that are appropriate for me, given my age and gender and other risk factors, rather than having a separate visit that's, quote, the annual physical.
One reason is that automatically testing healthy people can cause problems.
If I do 20 laboratory tests on a blood panel, you know, the odds are quite high that one of them is going to be abnormal. And this could be just a random fluctuation. And yet when there's an abnormal lab test, often that results in a cascade of additional testing.
That can cost a patient time, money, and undue concern. But internist Alan Pasinki hasn't found that in his own practice.
I think that's more of a theoretical concern than a practical concern. Yeah, occasionally you run chemistry profiles and you'll see something's a little high or something's a little low, but based on the patient's symptom and their other results and their examination findings, you'll make a decision whether it's significant or not.
He says just because there's no proof an annual physical is helpful doesn't mean it's not. And he says it's hard to incorporate screening and prevention advice when someone comes in with, say, the flu.
They may not be receptive to preventive care counseling at that time. They may not be ready to talk about that. They're sick. They don't feel well.
And insurance often won't cover things like preventive care counseling as part of a sick visit. Meanwhile, Pasinki's patient, Greg Fetter, leaves happy.
All right. Thanks.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
That stuff.
All right.
He says he'll be back next year.
I get a sense that, you know, things are on track and that anything major would be caught. I'm not looking for complete and total satisfaction. I'm just looking for a reasonable level that nothing major is wrong with me.
There is, of course, the issue of price. Fetter's care was covered by his health insurance. 93% of workers with employer-based insurance are covered, too, according to a Kaiser Family Foundation survey. But for others, it can be a costly experience. Fetter's doctor says he charges about $350 to $400 for the average annual physical with laboratory testing. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
Task Force recommendations are at npr.org.